Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson joining the fun. What's up, Ted?
Hey, gentlemen, good to see you. Good to be on with you today.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
22
as well.
Days till Christmas, Ted. Do you get excited?
I do. I'm very, very excited. It's not the same as it was when I was younger, but I, you know, my kids are still into it,
yeah.
Right? So they still like getting presents. So I'm ahead of where I've ever been. I've already gotten gifts.
You're an early shopper. I'm an early shopper.
Well, I've never been.
Oh, you haven't?
This year. And it
really
feels good. It feels really good.
You know,
yeah,
who's a late shopper? This
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
I buy gifts for people in August, September, November, whenever the mood strikes me. If I see something, I'm like, oh my God, this has Ted written all over it. I jump on it. Doesn't matter when.
That's I think that's smart because
cuts the stress out.
You wait till the very end. It's like gift cards. Gift cards again, huh, Dad? Okay.
Or this is good enough. Oh. You know, whatever's left when you go through the store and it's been all torn apart by people.
Keno tickets that had cigarettes put out in them again, Dad.
Speaking of gifts, stick around till 4:30 because the QB Under the Tree giveaway will continue today. Another autographed football by a current or former Patriots quarterback will be given away if you know the play call that was given out this morning on the Greg Hill Show. 3:45, we will talk to Adam Schefter as we always do on a Wednesday. 4 o'clock today is when we will do the TED Talk, breaking down Ted's thoughts on the Patriots' win on Monday Night Football over the Giants. Let's get a couple phone calls in here before we get to our
three. The call's coming in early today. I love that people are kind of up in the business.
Let's go to Connecticut and talk to Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Jay. Happy to have you.
Oh, good. Listen, I don't care about the Patriots' schedule. It doesn't bother me. In my opinion, they're taking care of business, and that's what we want them to do. My opinion is I'm just glad that they're fun to watch again. That's what I've been wanting to see them do. They play hard. They're fun to watch. That's what I want them to do is just take care of business. And the fact that we're talking about playoff football right now, that's even better. Because last time we were talking about playoff football with Mac Jones, who honestly thought we were going to win that playoff game? Now we got Drake May. I think we're going to go pretty far, whether it's this year or in the years to follow. I think we got something special in Drake May.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
See that right there. That is exactly, I ain't telling everyone how to feel, Ted, but that's exactly where I would hope everybody is right now. That's a great headset. That's a great mindset to be in right
good.
Now.
Yeah, I don't think the people that we were playing sound bites from are necessarily fans of the team. They're critics on a national stage, so they don't have. It's not surprising they might have a different opinion. And I would say if you're trying to figure out if the Patriots are worthy of being the number one team, and your power rankings, love those power rankings. They're so fun. is to look at, well, who do you think's better than them? And then look at, okay, and then whatever that team is, do they have they played the same teams as the Patriots?
Right.
And then compare it off of that. That, to me, is the that's what the college committee does when they're looking at, putting the teams into the playoffs. So if everybody's having such an issue with this, are they the number one team, the schedule? Just look at similar opponents. That's all.
I also like Jay. I actually heard this song in my head the other night, Fitzy. I was going to bring it up during the post-game show, but I didn't. Taking care of business is the perfect way to describe the Patriots.
Yeah.
They just take care of business.
TCO, like, that's exactly the way to think of them. They're just
play
TCO
the Giants, beat the Giants, and then move on to the next. And let other people bitch about your schedule and your record and
the
style.
That's why I mentioned to you both in postgame and yesterday's show, and technically the postgame was yesterday's show, so I mentioned to you twice yesterday. Do you think it would change people's mindset if Vrabel told the offense, Josh, Drake, etc., throttle down in the second half? If we have, like, they already were hitting harder than they ever had before, so they had upped the ante a little bit in terms of physicality.
They've been doing that. They've been doing that all year. They've been throttling down in the second half of games. They had a chance to really, I think, put it to teams, and they
would 52-15 have changed minds, Ted?
It's you know, unless they do the seeding by, you know, point differential,
right?
Which I don't think they do.
No.
I would also tell people, yeah, they. Their second half, they're the one of the lowest scoring teams in the fourth quarter. Does that get you all worked up and fired up? No,
because
they're essentially taking the foot off the gas.
People keep track of points scored against and points scored for, but in the end, I'm pretty sure it doesn't say 11 wins of 20 points or more, 3 wins of 10 points or more. Like, we don't qualify. We just have dubs, L's, and ties.
Let's go back to the phone lines one more time. Let's go to Mike in Derry. What's up, Mike?
Gentlemen, listen, there's nothing we can do about what the schedule was. Everybody's going to have their opinion. Personally, if I had a bet on a team and against any of these playoff teams, I'm taking the Pats all the way. Mm-hmm. This team is clicking on defense, offense, special teams, everything you want from a team, they're doing it.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Did anybody year when Jaden Daniels was doing his thing for the Washington Commanders. Anybody talking about soft schedule for them? Because they had the 31st ranked schedule in last year's season.
Actually, I don't know. Were they?
The Commanders.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But were we not paying attention?
I mean, let me just put it to you this way. If they were talking about Washington as much as people are talking about the Patriots regarding the schedule, we would have remembered.
Yeah, we would have heard it. Yeah, we would have heard Stephen A. yelling. It would have made its way across my timeline. And I
craziest thing, though, people in the Beltway were like, oh, wow, the Commanders are good again. This is awesome. Thank God we get rid of that idiot Snyder, and we got Josh Harrison company, and, oh, man, we got a quarterback. They were too busy being happy, Ted, whereas everyone loves giving Boston the business and getting involved in this.
All right, Stiz, it's a little after 3. It's time for the three-point stance.
And here comes the three-point stance right now.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your segment intro just won't start, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. And by the way, I can vouch for Stiz. I hear the space bar being hit 5 times before the computer will start on his behalf. But that is irrelevant, as it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and we have 3 hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. And every now and again, a host on this show will say, everybody else needs to step aside, damn it, because I need to go first. And today, Ted Johnson is that man. So, Ted Johnson, you have 60 seconds for your opening stance.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm not. Nope. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
You want me to pinch in?
And that was a great, great intro, too, Dan. Thank you for that introduction. But I have some, I just want to make sure before I give my thoughts that I have the facts right.
Okay.
So I have to.
Why let facts get in the way of a good argument?
Well, that's a good point.
Doesn't usually stop us.
Certainly not me.
Very true. So yeah. I'm taking it back.
All right.
Real quick questions. I just want to if I heard this great or not, I'm not sure. When it comes to the Hall of Fame candidacies for Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, both of you think that Belichick should be first ballot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Automatic first ballots. And both of you think Robert Kraft should be first ballots.
Are we on the stand?
Yes.
Is this uncomfortable? Did I got to hold you to what you've said earlier or no?
Robert Kraft should be, yes.
You listened to the show?
I was listening to it on the way in.
Damn it.
of your own volition?
And then but Robert Kraft was credited for bringing in Bill Parcells.
Well,
I let that slide because
was that Orthwine?
My bad.
Fitzy, you said
it was
you can play the tape back that he was responsible for bringing in Parcells.
Well, he kept him.
Did you go to law school? Overnight?
I think he could have been a lawyer in another past life.
He's not the reason Parcells left for the Jets.
In a way.
Okay. All right.
But the groceries they bought while they were together.
And then also,
pretty good.
Just want to make sure I'm clear on this. You guys think that Tom Brady should be held to the same standards when it comes to cheating scandals as the other two? Because they're both involved?
Yes.
Both Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick.
I believe the Patriots were accused of and penalized for cheating during the Belichick Kraft Brady era. So if you hold that against one, you hold it against all.
So you hold the Spygate. I think that was that. When was the? I forget all the.
Spygate was 07.
Okay.
September 07.
Well, there wasn't a scandal before 07, was there? The first scandal came in 07?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he dated Tara Reid, but.
Right. I'm just trying to get a clip.
Have we started the 3-point stance yet, or is this still the buildup?
Nope. Okay. Ted's just going over some notes. These are called verbal stickies.
One more thing. You also credit Fitzy, I believe,
yes.
Kraft to getting the TV deal done and talk to Jeff Saturday.
Yes. I bring him a big hug on the steps and say,
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay, your 60 seconds starts right now, I think.
All right. Here's what I would say about the Hall of Fame. I would say Belichick, by far, is the most responsible for the cheating scandals. I don't remember Bill coming around to us saying, hey, I'm going to spy on this team. I just want you guys to know, don't say anything to anybody if they ask you, but we're going to be doing some stuff behind the scenes that might get questioned later on. So just make sure when they question your Super Bowls later, you just tell them that you had no knowledge of the cheating scandals. So that's what I would say about Tom Brady's involvement in that. And also the cheating was, they knew the rules, right? Belichick knew the rules and he still cheated anyway. Tom Brady, he cheated, but there was no rule in the rule book that said you couldn't take air out of the football. Do you guys know that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know if you guys know that, but that is the case. Fitzy, just so you know, mm-hmm. Robert Kraft did not bring in Bill Parcells. He did not hire Bill Parcells. Yep. And he's probably the main guy that is responsible for Parcells leaving. And that was the big deal why people wondered if Bill Parcells was going to come back for the mm-hmm. Hall of Fame induction was whether or not, they could mend fences, because I don't think Parcells ever wanted to leave here. So that's that. I don't know if the coach has had more success than Bill when it comes to championships, but also more negative kind of stories that he's brought upon himself. And so to say that he deserves to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot when you consider all of those scandals that he's been a part of, I don't agree with. I don't. And so I just wanted to clear up some things.
You know,
we can talk this out. We can flesh this out a little bit more, because I think y'all are both crazy.
So you, I just want to clarify. So you do not believe Bill Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I do not. Are you out of your mind?
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at some point in the next, just not that honor of
not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, not with the he was the, he was he convicted of cheating?
He was.
And
he was.
He, and did he? After that, did he decide to cheat again?
But everyone else did. I mean, everyone else did it. He was just told to stop doing it and chose not to because he was, and you may know this about him better because you played for him. I just talked about him. He was very brazen in doing it and also was a defiant human being.
Yeah. So a guy that said, your rules, did it again. And then he did it again with the Bengals. Did he not?
That was not Bill
Belichick.
That was nothing.
That wasn't Belichick.
That was Kraft Sports Production.
That was Kraft Sports Production.
That was KSP 100%.
Yes, 100%. I can say that
the damage is done, my friend, was not Bill Belichick.
Not Bill Belichick.
That was something out of nothing, correct?
Absolutely.
And what was Brady's part in the scandals?
So the Brady part,
he was handsome.
Everybody put that on Brady, right? That Bill, first of all, personally said, that's on Tom. You'd have to ask Tom the way he likes his footballs. I don't know anything about that, right? Mm-hmm. And then the NFL put it on Brady because Brady was the one who was suspended for 4 games and then all the lawsuits and everything, but he ended up serving that 4-game. So you can believe Bill is overseeing it because, right, it happened under his watch, right? It's his leadership, it's his team, it's his quarterback. Hell, it's his footballs, essentially, for his team. But it was put on Tom Brady at the time.
Yes, and I will always believe that Deflategate is the ultimate football farce and is the original Foxborough fake news. And in large part, Tom Brady did have to serve penance for Bill Belichick in the Deflategate tapes and the fact that that's very unfair.
So,
and he was under punished for that.
So I want to make it clear, Tom Brady, his cheating. So, you know, Bill knew the rules and still cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was still knew the rules and cheated again. Okay. All right, you think that's debatable?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I think that's debatable.
Okay, and did Tom Brady, in your minds, did he cheat?
Yeah, he had underinflated footballs. I don't know.
Where in the rule book does it say you can't take air out of footballs?
Well, it says have to be inflated to between whatever the hell it was.
Not in the rule book it doesn't. The rule book that we all get that governs the game, the rules were not in there about PSI.
Did that change
post? It was in the manual guide for the field maintenance workers, which they don't hand out to us with our playbooks.
Right,
so,
Tom had a very good relationship with those people, if you believe the text exchanges and things that went back and forth.
What does that have to do with him knowingly, you know, trying to cheat the system?
Do you or do you not believe that Brady was, in some capacity, finessing the rules in a way that he thought was no big deal and that he could? I personally thought it was a whole lot. You want to talk about much ado about nothing, but do you believe that Tom knew that he was supposed to keep the footballs between 12 and 13.5 PSI?
Yeah. There was a point in which he did finally realize, I don't think at the beginning that he knew. No, I do not.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
I do, and I think a lot of other quarterbacks did.
But both of you think that Belichick should be first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yes.
I disagree. Okay. I think the cheating scandals should be a penalty to some degree by keeping him out his first year, but he is a Hall of Famer.
A Pete Rose style, not banishment from the Hall of Fame, but like a detention. Like, you don't get to get in first year because of that.
And you want to give Kraft credit for, you messed up on Parcells.
Okay,
but you also said that this team was going to be moved to St. Louis or Hartford.
Correct.
Do you really think that was the case?
I understand that was a power. That was a power move.
Did he save the team?
Did he buy the team? Whether he used Myra's money or Myra's family's money, did he buy the team?
And you referenced St. Louis. Correct. Did he save the team from going to those cities? They were never going to go there.
Okay, they were never going to go there. Maybe it was a show.
Those are the facts.
Okay.
People think that you just said that he brought him in as the owner. He did not.
Okay.
You say that they were going to move to Hartford.
That's a mistake.
They were never going
to
do that.
But to your point,
hold on 1 second.
Wait.
And then also, you said, thank Jeff Saturday for what Robert Kraft did with the TV deals.
Yeah, did he not? That was a terrible deal
for the players.
Okay, but if it was a terrible deal for the players, yes, there was a lot of it. You may believe it to be a terrible deal for the players. Maybe other ones do as well. But if an NFL player representative steps to the forefront in front of cameras and tells people, I want to thank this man because otherwise,
that was a shame by Jeff.
That was a shameful behavior by Jeff Saturday.
So perhaps
you are shedding some light on something
that
people were uninformed of.
But
otherwise, for somebody who is a general fan, I was not in any capacity working in media other than my own.
So you think he should be first ballot? Just
Robert Kraft?
Yes,
and also I want to push back a tiny bit on the whole idea of Bill Parcells leaving town strictly just because of Robert Kraft. If Bill Parcells didn't like the fact that he couldn't shop for the groceries without getting Robert's permission or Robert telling him what he wanted to make and where he wanted him to shop because he likes this particular store more than Shaw's or whatever, okay. But he didn't have to leave.
You're the only
chose
fan
to
that
leave.
Doesn't think that Kraft pushed him out of here. I mean, there's...
I bet you, Robert... I know, I'm sure Robert Kraft regrets a lot of how that went down, and I think he's even said as much previously.
So,
glad fences are mended, and I'm glad he's in the Patriots
Hall
of Fame.
That's all that needs to be said. Boom. End of sentence. Boom. That's it.
No, but Bill Parcells chose to leave. He had no choice
because he didn't have the power that he should have had with all the success that he was having.
But he still made a choice. Did he make a choice?
I just don't think you should highlight Parcells when it comes to Kraft. Just Parcells.
I understand
even
you have a special relationship with it, but you can have your feelings. I'm entitled to mine.
Fine, that's fine. I think you're wrong, and I think both of you guys are missing the Belichick thing.
So
question my Super Bowls because I had a head coach that is attached to cheating scandals.
Correct. No, that's...
Put him in. First ballot. First ballot.
But you can't take away the winning. You still get credit. For whatever people question, you are three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Winning with Tom Brady, no doubt.
Right.
No doubt.
But that's the reality. Bill Walsh won with Joe Montana. So like the great coaches had great
Brady
quarterbacks.
And the cheating scandals, he doesn't deserve to go in the first ballot.
But can we put a bow on the Robert? Is Robert a... Hall of Fame owner?
Yeah.
Just not now. Just not first.
He can go in first ballot.
So he should go in first ballot.
You're giving him credit for things that I don't think you should be giving him credit for. There's other things.
I think fans at large believe he does get credit for those things.
Okay, well,
you're the man of the fans.
You're not.
I'm just bringing things to the fore.
If you had a vote this year, there's five finalists that you'd be voting on.
I would vote for Robert Kraft.
Oh, and not Bill Belichick.
Because hasn't Robert Kraft been up for this?
He has never made it to this very final five-man grouping, although they kind of
changed
made
it. He's made it to the round before this
He's had all these different rounds for a long time. He deserves to go in.
And they've discussed him. Now, this discussion that we're having, when these voters, 50 of them, have these discussions, how passionate do you think there will be pushback against Belichick because of the cheating? How many voters? Where are? Because there's a lot of old men in that room that have seen a lot of football.
I think there should be a lot of discussion. That should be the main issue as to why it's such an obvious candidate. You don't like question his. I mean, I would make, if you want to vote against it, I would say, okay, well, Tom Brady versus without Tom Brady. But no one's going to do that. So my main thing would be, what about these cheating scandals and him not only cheating, but doing it again and thumbing his noses to us? Isn't there any penalty for
that? Would Bill Parcells' record prior to coming to the... Excuse me, not Bill Parcells. Bill Belichick, a lot of Bills. Would Belichick's work prior to coming to the New England Patriots have merited any consideration for the Hall of Fame? I know, obviously, he was not a massive success in Cleveland.
It has to, because that's on his resume.
Because the defensive coordinating work under Parcells.
I'm talking about it being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. No, that's on his resume. I
mean, it's all on his resume.
Of course. So, but his work as a defensive coordinator, would that have merited some consideration? Probably not.
In his mind, it should, because he thinks he's the reason they won the Super Bowls. So, yeah.
All right, so we got to take a quick break. We got to get to trending. On the other side, we'll take your phone calls. We've got some reaction to this. 617-779-7937. Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, our finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Who should be in? Who should be in first ballot? What are the arguments against them? That's your phone calls next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.